Our scripture readings today, Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this sermon today. I ask that you would speak through me. Allow it to be a blessing to those, God, who are here in the service and those who listen by podcast, that you would touch and meet them, God, too, at their very point of need. And we thank you for it. And we give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So this morning I'm coming from the topic, seek God first. Seek him first. I know we all go through troubles. We all go through trials, tribulations. And sometimes we're asking, like, what do you think? Carol, can you help me? What do you think about this, this, and this? Or Miss Linda, can you help me? What do you think? But truly, we need to go to God first because he has the answer. They have answers, but God has the answer for you. He's God, and he cares about us more than we could ever imagine. You know, he cares about us, so we are the love of his life. And so we have to get into our head to start thinking, seeking his face first before we do anything else. When you get up in the morning, God, I seek you first. God, what is it you want me to do for this day? God, what, you know, because many times when you start your day in his presence first, it's a pretty good day. But if you start your day in turmoil and distress, that's let's set out the pattern for the day. And so whenever I realize, okay, I didn't seek God about this situation. I didn't seek him like I should have in stepping into this, whatever the situation may be, I immediately go back to, okay, God, guide me on this. Show me which way you want me to go. Tell me, guide me, show me, you know, where is it that you want me to do? How do you want me to do this? And there's a scripture that I read. And so that's my first scripture, but there's a scripture that I read that just reminds me that it's all in his hands. And if I seek him first, if I seek him out, he's going to add everything else that I need, every situation that I'm going through. And that's Matthew 6:31-33. And it says, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek him first, and all the things that we need, all the things that we're worried about, all of those things that are driving us, that kind of throw us back sometimes, all of that will be healed. He'll care for us. He'll take care of it when we seek him first. And by what do I mean by seek him first? Getting up in the morning, getting into his word, talking to him like you would your friend. You get up, God, how are you this morning? God, I thank you for your presence this morning. I thank you for who you are. I thank you that you're such a good God. It's so funny, when I was sitting over here, Shelley came up to tell me there were no prayer requests, and she caught me. I was like, God, you really do take care of me. You guys were singing that song and she caught me mid-sentence. God, you really take care of me. You said God will take care of me, and you do. And I just went to thinking about all of the things, the things that I've gone through in a lifetime, and how through it all, he's taken care of me. But I have to keep returning back to seeking him first, seeking him. And what do you want me to do? I couldn't have come here without seeking him. God, is this where you want me to be? Is this what you want? I don't take a job. I don't do a board. Any of those things that I do in this community, I don't do it without first seeking him to make sure that it's his will for my life and that I'm not wasting time and wasting his time. But so that's what I want to encourage you today, to just seek him first when you have to make a decision. When we all come across really hard decisions sometimes. There's really hard things that we need to do and we need to know. But if you seek out God and his direction. You can't go wrong with that. Seeking him first. Seek ye first his kingdom, everything about him. God, being in his presence, getting up in the morning. I tell you what, it is nothing like starting the day in his presence. Today I had gospel music just blasting through the house as I was getting ready to come, because I wanted to be in the right mood to come out here and to encourage you to seek him. So I wanted to get into his presence and make sure that I'm sharing with you what he wants me to share with you. So I want to encourage you that start your day off with him. Start your day off with, if it's just the little books, you know, that gives you a scripture, or I can do mine on my phone. Start it off with that before you step out. Before you hardly step out of bed, you know, maybe when you just sit up, have that little devotional right there next to you to make sure that when your feet hit the floor, you're walking in what he's called for you to do. I mean, it just makes a difference in our life. Now, Jeremiah kind of tells us, and this kind of reminds me of me and a lot of us, but in Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14, it says, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me. And I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." And now, just a little background on this. Israel was always going into bondage. They were always being captive because they weren't really obedient all the time to what God was saying for them. So there were quite a few times they were in bondage, and this is one of those times. But he said, and have you ever been like, felt like you just really failed God? Like, God, I really messed that one up. I don't even know if you'll take me back after this one. You know, I really cussed everybody out. God, I can't believe, you know, will you take me back, God? He says, if you seek me with that, with just that sincerity of God, please take me back. I apologize. I fall, you know, whatever it is, but seeking him, God, I need you. I can't make it without you. I can't make it without your direction. I can't do this thing called life without you. That's what Israel had to do. And he said, and if you seek me like that, I will take you back. He said, you'll find me. You'll find me if you seek me. So that just means when you get up in the morning, he's going to be there. When you get up and you begin to seek his face and you pray to him and you ask him for direction, you'll find him. If you seek me with all your heart. And that just means a sincerity, not just lip service saying, oh, I love God, I'm a Christian, but your life doesn't show it. You don't love people. He tells us to love each other, right? And your life is not showing it. That's just kind of lip service. But he says, if you seek me with all of your heart, God, I love you. I love your people. And I want to do what's right. I want to do where you, and be where you want me to be. Seek me with all your heart and you'll find me, is what he says. So I encourage you today to just start to thinking about that. Being in his presence and what that means. And how that changes your life. Just asking him for direction. Where do you want me to go today? Who do you want me to talk to? Who do you want me to bless today? That one's really cool. Who do you want me to bless? And see who comes to mind. And then follow through with that. But seeking him first in all that you do. And not necessarily having to seek others. Now my last scripture today. I told you it would be quick today. But my last scripture today. It's from Hebrews 11 and 6. And if you go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, that whole chapter was almost my sermon today. And so it was almost that whole chapter. But then I kind of reined it in because I didn't want to have, it's like 40 chapters in there, 40 verses. And I'm like, maybe not. So, but anyway, but chapter, this particular verse really stuck with me. It says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Again, it's just telling us to seek him with all of our heart, and he rewards us. That means he meets our needs. He gives us what we're asking for when we seek him with all of our heart, when we earnestly seek after him, when we, God, I can't make it without you. I can't even do this day without you. That was my prayer this morning. God, I have two services today. I can't even do this day without you. If you don't speak to me, what do you want me to say? What can I say that will that will encourage people, that will encourage you, that you'll have a good week, that you can come back and say, oh, wow, she said this week. I pray that every time I pray, God, anoint my words so that when I speak, people know I'm speaking through. You're speaking through me, that you hear my words. I'm always earnestly seeking him for that I will be a blessing to his people, that you guys will leave here feeling better than when you came in. What's the use of coming to church? Amen. If you don't feel better when you leave out. Amen. And so that's my goal. But I know you each have something that you want to know that God is using you to do. And so I think of, I'm just looking at Miss Barb, and I think of all of those quilts that she makes and the difference that it makes. But I seen them, pray over them before they give them out to people. And I've seen the response of people who receive them. Those prayers are answered. And so that's all I'm saying is, before you go and ask everybody else what you need to do, before you start your day, seek God first. Seek him first and his desire for you, his will for your day, his will for your life. Whatever it is you are needing, seek him first. He said, in Matthew, it said, your clothes, your house, your food, your drink, any of that. He's going to add all of that. And that won't be your worry when you seek him first. And you seek him and you're in his presence. And you're loving on him and allowing him to love on you. Amen? Amen. Amen. I'm done. Because I could keep going with that, because it's so important that we just are in his presence. Truly, if you get nothing else out of anything I said, get into his presence every day. Get into his presence and seek him for what you need, and he'll supply your need. Why? Because he loves us more than we could ever love ourselves. He just does. And now I started preaching again. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you and we give you praise because you're such a wonderful God. You're such an amazing God. We thank you, God, that you do take care of us, that you do love us, God. We thank you, God, that you are meeting our needs, God. We thank you, Lord, and we, God, lift up each person that was on our prayer request list. You know, each one, person by person, face by face. We thank you, God, that you will meet them at their very point of need. God, that you would be God for them. We thank you and give you praise, give you honor. And I pray a special prayer for each person here in the house today, God. Meet them at their very point of need. Some can't share. They can't share it, God. But you know all about them and you know what they're going through. And I say, meet them today, God, at that point of need. God, be their God. Be their healer. Be their deliverer. God, be their comfort and their peace. And we thank you. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.